Welcome to the Every Nation New Jersey podcast. Every Nation is a Bible-believing, multi-ethnic, non-denominational church hoping to transform the world one life at a time. We hope you enjoy this podcast.
Now, the first four words in the Bible are, "In the beginning, God." Believe those words and you will believe everything else that's in our Bibles. So the foundation of our faith is just simply believing that God exists. That's the very foundation of it. Now, A.W. Tozer says it this way. What comes into our mind when we think of God is the most important thing about us. I'll say that again. What comes into our mind when we think of God is the most important thing about us. And like I said, our foundation is just knowing that God exists. Now, the Bible has a word for people that don't believe in God. It calls them fools. Yes. And it says, Psalm 14:1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Now, the Apostle Paul says it a little bit differently. But the Apostle Paul, when he wrote it in Romans 1:20, that was God speaking to us directly. And you know what God said? There is no excuse. Mankind has no excuse. And these are the words that were said. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power, his divine nature has been seen, being understood by what has been made, so people are without excuse. He says, you see it everywhere. We saw it as all creation. As you go and you look at it, as a mountain range, you know, the magnificence of a mountain range, vibrant flowers of a rainbow, the vast sky and the stars, the complexity of the human body. Yes, God says there is no excuse. So I have a story. We always like to start with a story, right? So I have a story, more of an illustration, about a man that was an atheist. He did not believe in God, right? So he is in the woods, and there it is, all around them. You know, there's a brilliant blue sky. The sun is shining through, a magnificent waterfall, trees growing up everywhere. But yet, he doesn't believe in God. He doesn't. But then what happens is a bear comes. The bear sees him. He starts chasing him. The guy is running. His heart is pounding, and he's running, and he's running, and he's running. His heart is pounding and pounding and pounding. Then what happens? He trips. He falls down. And what does he yell out? Oh, God! Brilliant light comes out of the sky. So God says, well, now you call on me all your life. You didn't recognize me. This guy was a fool to the very end. Because even then, what he said, well, if I recognize you now, I'll be a hypocrite. He said, why don't you just make the bear a Christian? He said, okay. So the bear put his hands together, he kneeled and said, God bless this food I'm about to eat. Aren't you grateful that you believe in God, right? Aren't you grateful? Yeah, because if you did not believe in God, you would not be here. And even if there's someone here that has a doubt, you wouldn't be here if you didn't want to believe. And if you want to believe and you humble yourself before God, he will reveal himself to you in all of his glory. He is pleased with that heart that believes and the one that wants to believe, because he will reveal himself to you. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. In the beginning,